Alzheimer's disease is a leading cause of morbidity worldwide. Since available treatments to date have taken only a symptomatic approach, is there a strong need for a first oral disease-modifying treatment?
I would think that there is a strong need for a disease-modifying treatment, and the fact that it can be oral even better, but certainly a strong need. We have now a much better understanding of Alzheimer's being a chronic age-related disease, so to have something that can work early and give patients more life with good quality of life, I think is important.
In your opinion, how does semaglutide affect the progression of dementia in Alzheimer's disease? What could be the mode of action?
Important to say, obviously, that we haven't proven that it works yet. There are many pieces of evidence, some from clinical studies, some from animal studies, some from real-world evidence in patients that suggest that it can work. So the main hypothesis is that semaglutide has an effect on neuroinflammation, so that both via peripheral inflammation, oxidative stress, effects on the blood-brain barrier, astrocytes and microglia, and all of these things together semaglutide can impact on, and via those mechanisms lead to a prevention of further decline.
Other available second-line therapies for diabetes, such as SGLT2 inhibitors, have not been associated with a lower incidence of dementia. Thus, in addition to their blood glucose lowering effects, GLP-1 RAs have specific properties for dementia prevention. Could there be differences in cognitive benefit within the GLP-1 RA class?
There can for sure be differences. I'm sure also when we're just looking at what we have done with GLP-1 in cardiovascular disease, there are differences between what the different agents do, and certainly also when it comes to weight loss, if we take something that's kind of a proxy for brain effect, there are large differences in how the compounds work. So yeah, so there are class effects, but there are similarities within the different compounds in the class.
Semaglutide is being investigated in chronic kidney disease, obesity, NASH, cardiovascular disease such as HFpEF, and now Alzheimer's disease. Is this the end of new indications, or can we expect more diseases where GLP-1 RAs might have a benefit?
I'm sure you can expect more. And what we're seeing is that semaglutide that is built upon the GLP-1 physiology is built upon a hormone, neurotransmitter, neuromodulator that has multiple physiological effects. And this is what we have uncovered so far. I'm sure that we will see more things when we get even more knowledgeable about what happens in the brain. There's also, I think, an unexplored potential around cardiovascular disease and effects in the intestine. So I do not think this is the end of it. Hopefully we'll see more.
Professor Lotte Bier-Knudsen, thank you very much.
Thank you.